That's not very many. You guys are so restrained. I'm really quite impressed. Presents. They can be a wonderful part of Christmas. They can be a really stressful part of Christmas, can't they? I mean, who are you getting them for? Who do you buy for? They bought for you last year. Do you buy for them this year? How on earth can you afford that thing that they want that you really can't afford? Are they going to like it? Oh, and when you receive them, how do you show that you like it when you don't really like it? I don't know. All of those difficulties. Presents can be really stressful. And also, they can be really distracting. Because actually, they distract us from why we're giving them in the first place. We give them on Christmas Day to honour and celebrate the main gift that is given at Christmas. That baby in a manger, God's gift to the world, God's rescue plan begun in that gift. Now, I have a gift here. Just to illustrate a point. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to get it on the mic. That was just the grand entrance. Okay, this is the gift we receive at Christmas. It looks inviting. It looks sparkly, wondrous. I hope and I pray that many of you have been to other services and have heard about this gift that we receive at Christmas, this baby in a manger, why he's a gift. He was the one that brought light and life to the world and hope. This is the gift that we get given at Christmas. Now, who likes opening presents? Would anyone like to come and help open this present? Yeah, you can do more than one person can come. Whoever wants to come and help. Come on, guys. Open the present. Okay. Tear the wrapper, whatever you like, however you normally open presents. Are you a really careful person? Do you just peel?
I do first, take the boat.
Take the boat, great. Keep going. That's more like it, that's more like it. Oh, here we go. Wait, don't go away. So, we come at Christmas, we hear a good news of this gift that we get given, and we think, oh, that looks really inviting, I want to learn more about this gift. So we explore it. And we discover that actually, it holds another gift. Oh, okay, so we explore a little bit more. Guys, do you want to keep going? Okay, take the ribbon. Okay. Oh, wow, okay, now we discover. It's a bit, yeah, it's an old cracker box. That is a perfect disappointment I was going for. It's like, what's that about? So we could explore a little bit more, and then we might find a bit more about this Jesus, and we go, ooh, that's not quite as exciting as it sounded at Christmas. There's a little bit more here that's a bit more challenging. We should explore a little bit more. Let's unwrap another layer and see what we find. Oh, what's inside? Oh my goodness, hold it up really high. Let everyone see. There's still another gift. Wow, okay, now this one looks a little bit more exciting. Do you want to open that one? That looks more exciting than the brown wrapped paper. What? Is there another one inside? Oh my goodness, there's another layer. So you keep finding things. You think, oh, this is really exciting, this gift. I'm going to explore this gift a bit more. And you find another layer. And some of them are exciting and some of them look a little bit dull and we're not really sure. Sometimes we might want to just sit with the gift that we've been given by Jesus, but then sometimes we want to go a little bit deeper and find out a little bit more about this. So go on, open it up. What have we got inside now? Another. Oh no, we've reached another challenging layer. We've reached another layer that doesn't look so interesting. Are we going to stop here? Are we going to get to this point of finding out about this gift of Jesus and stop?
Yay.
Yes? Yes? No? Do you know what? That is a perfect representation of the world's response to Jesus. Yes, we'll stop here. No, we won't. I think we're going to keep exploring. This one looks like it's a bit harder to open. You might need to both do that one. Or sometimes it's a little bit more challenging to find out the next layer. Oh, that's full of loads of extra packaging. Oh, wow. That one looks a bit more inviting, doesn't it? Shall we spend some time exploring this one? Or shall we just have this one and put it on the shelf? Do you think that's the gift?
Yeah.
Do you think? In some ways it is, because it's a great bag. But I think we should explore what's inside. Do you want to pull that ribbon?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get to the point where you're exploring this gift of Jesus. I agree. And it can sometimes, when you're exploring with Jesus and you're uncovering each layer, some layers can be a bit frustrating like this, and they can make you really cross. But then, perseverance, we find out a bit more. Right, what's inside here?
What is this?
What's this?
I don't know, but it's got a bow on it. Okay, well now sometimes you might get to a level. Guys, why don't you try and open that level? Sometimes you might get to a point of exploring the gift of Jesus. And it's much harder to work out your way through this level. Do you know what? You might need some extra help from some adults. Why don't you go get some extra help from some adults to get through this layer? Okay, I'm going to help as well. Let's tear that bit. There we go. There we go. We got there in the end. Going to come this way. We've made a big old mess here. My goodness, this looks like our living room at home. We have now got to another level, but we've had to work quite hard on that one. Sometimes when we're exploring this gift of Jesus, we do have to work quite hard. Sometimes we need other people's help to get through that layer, to find the gift within that. Okay, there's still more wrapping paper. Let's keep going. Oh my goodness, there's still more. Every single time we want to find more and more. Throughout our whole lives, we are just exploring and unwrapping layer after layer of who this Jesus is. Keep going. Because that is the whole invitation. The gift is there. It looks really inviting. But it's not just a moment of receiving that gift, because there's more and more to discover. Oh, that looks really precious, doesn't it? This one sparkles. We keep going through life, exploring and tearing off layer and layer and getting deeper and deeper with our relationship with Jesus. And sometimes we might get stuck on a layer, but we have to look at how far we've come. My goodness, all of those layers we've unwrapped about who Jesus is. Until we get to the point where we come to a very special moment. The final layer might be a real challenge to unwrap, but we ultimately will get to the point where we come into the presence of light. Pure light. Now, you look disappointed with the candle. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. But through our lives, actually, what we're aiming for is to get to the point where there is just light. Where we meet God face to face, there is no more darkness, there is no more disappointment, there are no more tears. We come to the ultimate place where we are with pure light. And that is the end times, when we find perfect happiness with Jesus and we come to the light. But our whole lives are a journey. So I invite you this Christmas to accept the gift of Jesus in the manger. It's a wonderful gift, but don't just hold that gift. Open it, explore it. Keep exploring it. If you get to a tricky layer, find some help to explore and open that next layer until we get to the point closer and closer to the heart of that gift, which is light.